Cincinnati council members may soon vote to limit how and when police can use no-knock warrants. Whether council has the authority to enforce restrictions is up for debate, and the police department has been mostly mum on the issue. WVXU collected 15 years of data on no-knock warrants in the city. They've mostly been used in historically Black neighborhoods, and Black people are most often the target. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jolene Almendadez. Last year, Louisville police killed Breonna Taylor, an unarmed Black woman, during a no-knock warrant at her home. This prompted local officials to take a look at Cincinnati's policies. Councilmember Chris Seelbach drafted reforms to the city's no-knock warrants procedures, along with groups like the Black United Front, Ohio Justice and Policy Center, and the Black Lawyers Association of Cincinnati. They want to limit no-knock warrants to life-threatening situations and require police to provide more detailed information when requesting them.
Understanding that there are very specific and very rare circumstances where a no-knock warrant may make sense, where there's someone who has been kidnapped, for example. But we want to severely limit them.
It's unclear if council can enforce such legislation or only strongly suggest changes. WVXU looked at 15 years' worth of data from the Cincinnati Police Department. No-knocks were mostly used in historically Black neighborhoods like Avondale, Walnut Hills, and parts of Over the Rhine. Police have drastically decreased no-knocks over the past 15 years, from a high of 44 in 2008 to 2 in 2019 and 0 last year. Arrest data provided to WVXU was incomplete, but it showed in the past 5 years, 27 of 34 people arrested were Black, and 24 of them were Black men. White people accounted for only 20% of those arrests and were disproportionately white women. The Cincinnati Police Department mostly declined to comment, but it issued a brief statement saying Chief Elliot Isaac doesn't support completely taking away the department's discretion to use no-knock warrants and is, quote, open to a thoughtful review of our current process and exploring best practices in law enforcement on this important topic, end quote. None of this data we dug up about no-knocks is unique when compared to national data. The charges that spring from no-knock warrants are almost exclusively drug-related.
They're a product of the war on drugs back in the early 1970s, kind of a Nixon creation. They began mostly with the federal government and then kind of evolved into state, local governments and so forth. And through the 1980s, particularly, they were pretty popular.
This is Dennis Kenny. He's a professor at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice and a former police officer. He's spent more than 30 years researching best police practices. Kenny says Black and low-income people are not more likely to use or sell drugs. They're just more likely to get arrested for doing so.
Police will tell you that they do their enforcement because those are the neighborhoods where the crimes occur the most. But if those are the neighborhoods where you police the most, then obviously the data is going to show that those are the neighborhoods where the crimes occur the most, because that's where you're identifying crimes and arresting people.
And he says policing can be political. He suggested targeted and aggressive drug enforcement in primarily well-to-do white neighborhoods would likely be short-lived because those people have the most sway politically. Targeting people with less influence, he says, is the path of least resistance and results in racially biased enforcement. Charles Stevenson has been both a police officer and FBI agent. He's exchanged gunfire with armed suspects and understands the dangers police face when doing their jobs. When it comes to no-knock warrants, he says they're risky for officers and the public, but sometimes can be necessary.
The main issue with no-knock warrants is preservation of evidence and protection of some individual that's maybe held hostage or something like that.
While he says police need the option to use no-knocks, it's possible for reforms to work well for police departments and the public. It requires one major thing: education on the part of lawmakers and police.
If you have a mutual consideration on both sides, then perhaps you can be engaged in a mutual procedural redefining of no-knock warrants, warrants after dark, daytime warrants. So it's an educational procedural issue that has to be put into place.
Cincinnati Council's Law and Public Safety Committee is scheduled to take on the issue of no-knock warrants today. Visit WVXU.org to see how 15 years of no-knock warrants played out across Cincinnati and parts of Hamilton County. Jolene Almendarez, 91.7 WVXU.